Voters in the city of Rochester are electing a new mayor. City Council member Malik Evans is poised to assume that role after defeating incumbent Lovely Warren in the June Democratic mayoral primary. Gino Finelli recently talked to Evans for a profile in City Magazine, and Gino said it was obvious that Evans wasn't crazy about being the personal focus of a story. He'd rather talk policy.
When I went in to talk to him, the first thing I mentioned was, this is a profile on you. And he said, oh, God, and put his palm into his forehead. And Malik's interesting in that sense, because I think we're very used to politicians that talk about themselves. But he is pretty private when it comes to his personal life.
You write in your piece about how he was strongly influenced by his father, Lawrence Lee Evans. How did he influence his son?
So Lawrence Lee Evans was a fascinating man, and he was a reverend and a minister in a religion. I'm not even sure if it's called a religion, but a belief system he created called duology. And duology essentially means to always be doing something to better your community. And he was involved in so many things. He ran for the assembly in 1976. Or in 1977, he ran for the city school board in 1976, and he lost both of them, but we went through tons of newspaper archives, and every week there was something happening at that house where he would be doing a lecture on Malcolm X or Martin Luther King or classism or sexism, and he was just someone who always seemed to be actively trying to do something, and I think that rubbed off on Malik. It made him want to go into politics and community service. He helped found the City County Youth Council. He helped organize that around 14, 15 years old.
At the time, when I was growing up, the same levels of violence that we're seeing now are what we were seeing back then. In fact, it was even more. I think it was like 70 murders in 1993, 94. Raleigh Kenton was coming from Bible studies and was murdered coming from Bible studies. So we remember a lot of this stuff. I had a kid, I had a guy murdered right outside my house.
Yeah, so Malik came up at a time in the city's South Wedge area where it's very different than the South Wedge is now. It was a neighborhood that had issues. It had a lot of crime. It had a lot of violence. And his father worked to be a real kind of pivotal part of that community and to be a neighborhood gathering hub. And Malik, again, just seemed to want to be doing something to make it better and give opportunity. And that's still happening today. His compact with the community, his youth focus, the same thing he was talking about when he was 14, 15 years old. I mean, really, none of the rhetoric has changed that much in 20, 30 years. He's pretty much been doing the same thing.
Yeah, and he referenced that time and invoked a Clint Eastwood movie to illustrate how he would like to empower people to take charge, just as they did in South Wedge, to transform that neighborhood.
I'm not going to be doing anything magical or special. My job is going to be to inspire the community to pull together to tackle these challenges that we have. Because if that happens, then I won't have to work as hard. I won't have to do as much because they're going to be doing it. But they have to believe in themselves that they have the ability to do it. And people do. They do. They just need somebody to pull it out of them.
So, yeah, Malik has had this mindset when it comes to leadership that it's never about any one political figurehead. It's never about this one voice or one ego that's there. It's about emboldening other people to be able to go into the place that they're best suited for and do the work that they're best going to do. And honestly, it's very different from a lot of the way we see politics talked about either on our local or national scale, especially in the past 5 years or so, that it's very ego-based. It's very much about these big personalities. And he's kind of just the opposite of that in many ways. And it seems to work. People seem to gravitate towards it.
How big of a contrast will this be compared to the current administration? Lovely Warren has a big personality. She's also been the subject of a lot of controversy, especially in the last couple of years.
So let me just preface it by saying, as a journalist, it's my job to go into these kinds of stories and be as unbiased and objective as possible. And I tried hard to dig up dirt on Malik. I couldn't find any. And if there's some out there, please, I'm listening. I would love to hear it. But the big difference that I'm seeing is there are two politicians that are right around the same age, came up in similar circumstances and similar neighborhoods of the city. And in many ways, they have a lot of things in common. But Malik just isn't that personality. He's not larger than life. He's not someone who, attracts scandal very much. He's been an elected official for going on two decades. And there's a lot of commentary we can make about the way the RCSD board worked and the way city council worked, but very little of it comes back directly to Malik and as a person. And I think that's a really huge difference. And I think, again, personally for me as a journalist, is transparency. Malik didn't want to do this interview, but he still did it. So I give some credibility to that, and I give some credence to that. If Lovely didn't want to do an interview, you weren't talking to Lovely. Like, that's something that you just had to accept. But with him, he knew there was going to be a personal profile. He knew he was uncomfortable with it, and he sucked it up and did it. And I appreciate that. I think that's, it's good for everyone that we have politicians willing to do things that might interest other people that they might be uncomfortable with.
Well, obviously, as a journalist, you know, and anyone who's been in the media around Rochester in recent years knew Malik from his work on city council more recently and then in the previously the city school board. Mm-hmm. Was there anything in your conversation with him or conversations in this last year that surprised you or that gave you a deeper insight into who he is?
Well, as far as his time on council, Malik's always been a pretty quiet person. And one of the things that I talked a lot with my editor about while we were working on this story is, it seems like he's not really present because he's so quiet. And when I started talking to people that knew him and worked with him on the RCSD board and just knew him and the way he works, their take on it was very different, that he's not just being spacey when he's sitting there and not talking and looking at notes the entire time. He's analytical. He doesn't feel the need to just talk for the sake of talking. He's actually thinking about things and trying to be thoughtful. And, if I try to look at it through that lens, it really did change my view of the way he worked as a city council member, because he's not Mary Lupien or Mitch Gruber or Willie Lightfoot, these really vocal council members that are always quoted in all kinds of different news stories from meetings. He was the kind of one that was just there and would vote and, maybe give a little bit of commentary, but that really did kind of change a bit of the perspective. I think people see him more as thoughtful than just absent.
Gino Finelli, the profile of Malik Evans, Rochester's presumptive next mayor, is in the November issue of City, which will be out on newsstands on November 1st. And you can check it out online at RochesterCityNewspaper.com.
Or RockCityNews.org or RockCityNews.com. All of them work. They lead you to the same place.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.